PlayItSideways.com. Brought to you by All Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must See Racing, Oshweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
Thank you, Beth. Another night here in the Engine Pro Studios. Tonight joining us is one of the hottest non-wing sprint car drivers in the country. He's on a real tear. He won the USAC National Sprint Car Race at the Lawrenceburg Speedway and also backed that up with a weekly win last week at Lawrenceburg. Justin Grant joining us on the Engine Pro Hotline. Justin, thank you for taking time out to join us tonight.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, it's a great start to the season, and it's a great story because you are back in the 40 car this year for the Harry family, and it looks like you guys just picked right off where you left off a couple of years ago, winning races.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's great to be back in that car and be racing with Mark and Lisa and Travis again, and everything seems to be clicking just like it was before, so that's good.
That first night in the seat, did it feel like you had never really left?
Yeah, not at all, actually. Just jumped back in and felt just like old times.
Now, last year you guys parted ways and you did different things. What did you learn last year that you were able to bring back to the team this year?
When I drove for Mark, we were fast a lot of the times. But when we weren't fast, I didn't really know how to fix it because we were just kind of fast. Our normal deal was fast, and then when it didn't work, I didn't know why, and I didn't know what to do to change that. And this year I got to go run quite a few different cars and race with some different people and learn some things here and there. And I spent a good majority of this past summer trying to fix and get faster. So it helped me a lot to learn how to, how to fix what was wrong and how to kind of overcome it driving as well. This past year also, it really helped me, appreciate what I have here in the 40 car and all the good aspects of it.
And you get back in the car this year. What is the plan for you guys this season? Where are we going to see the 40 car?
We're going to be all over the place. We got a rough schedule kind of lined out, but we're not going to follow any particular series or schedule. We'll run a good majority of the USAC races. Most of the weekly stuff, Gas City, Lawrenceburg. I think we're going to kind of loosely plan on maybe running Kokomo for points because you can do that and it doesn't overlap with really anything else. But we're not really focused on one thing. Just want to bounce around and have fun and try and win some races.
Justin Grant joining us on the hotline here in the Engine Pro Studios. And Justin, you have the Eldora Speedway coming up this week, and being your team's based in Ohio, what would it mean to get a USAC win at Eldora?
No, that would be amazing. That's kind of been the goal ever since I started driving for these guys. So that would mean, it would mean a lot to me, and it would mean a ton to them. It's kind of their home base, and it's where all the people they know go to watch races. So we were fortunate enough a couple of years ago to pick up just a local unsanctioned share there, and that was pretty special. So it would be real special to go win a USAC race there.
Now, you've already won twice at Lawrenceburg this year, once with the USAC and once on the weekly program there at the Berg. Is there anything from that track that helps you maybe get a little more comfortable at Eldora, or maybe something that translates to that? Because they're both big, pretty fast, high-banked racetracks.
Yeah, the speed kind of translates over, getting used to running at those speeds, and the setup's not too terribly different. Our starting point is the same for both tracks. But kind of in there, the driving styles are much different between the two, even though they are kind of similar tracks. So you run Eldora so much straighter. In Lawrenceburg, you run pretty sideways for how big it is. The driving is much different, but the way you run the car is pretty similar.
You obviously never get comfortable at a place like Eldora. You don't let your guard down. But how long does it take for you as a driver to get used to that place?
Eldora actually clicked for me pretty quickly. My first time there was a local show. We ran fourth or fifth, and about halfway through the feature there, I'd say, is when I got pretty comfortable. And then let's see, my second time there, I think we rained out my second time there. And then my third time there was the Four Crown, I believe it was 2011. And we were fifth click, and we were running third when Motor blew up. So the Elmola has always clicked for me for some reason. I don't know why.
But I bet he's glad it is. Justin Grant joining us on the line. And well, Justin, we really are it's neat to see you, the great start that you and the Harry team have started out with this season. And it'll be interesting to watch you guys throughout the year and see what happens.
Yeah. Hopefully we can keep things rolling. We've, put together a couple good nights so far. So we'll just keep trying to put together good nights.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Justin. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.